Good evening, folks. Today is Tuesday, the 6th of March of 2018, and it's 9 p.m. Eastern, and this is the Welcome Committee call. There you go, James.
Well, hello, everybody. This is the Welcome Committee. And I hope we got some new members tonight. I want to say thanks again and welcome two members from my state of New Mexico that joined recently. One is Peter, and the other is Renee and her husband. And they seem like they'll be great additions to NLA. Both seem like smart people and have great interest in the law, constitutional law, I should say. And do we have very many people tonight, Robert?
Well, I see more than what we've had in the past, less than what I hoped for. We have Robin is here again tonight, which is nice.
Robin is from what state again?
South Carolina for Robin.
Hey there, yes, this is Robin, South Carolina.
Margie with us?
I don't see Margie yet.
She's North Carolina. She's been pretty busy. So anyway, this is a night to welcome people who are new members to NLA.org. And first of all, I'd like to say we welcome contributions of $5 a month or more. It's not mandatory, but certainly would be helpful to help bring this country back to constitutional law. And we're here to answer questions for any new members if they have problems or if they're new to the site of NLA. We recommend that it's a very extensive site and that you log into the site and just start exploring it. And you will find all kinds of great information that you more than likely won't have seen before and might be surprised by quite a bit of it. And it's good information. I experienced it about a year ago myself and was very happy to have found it in L.A. Have we got any current events going on that have happened today? I've been very busy today and didn't even get to listen to Alex Jones. Haven't seen in the news.
We have Denise here now. That's maybe she has some news.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Nevada.
Hi. Oh, thanks for having me tonight. So I had a big drop from Q that I've read a couple things, but it looks like these military tribunals have gotten underway, and the news today is that Hillary was arrested or taken into custody or something, plus Linda Sarsour was arrested today at Paul Ryan's office on Capitol Hill.
Now, I have to admit, I'm unfamiliar with this Linda person. Who is that?
Linda Sarsour is the major Antifa Muslim agitator.
Has she been operating out of the United States?
She's actually a U.S. citizen. Her parents are Palestinian, and I believe they're Palestinian. But she's been a main spokesperson for Antifa and also at the big Black Lives Matter rallies and calling people the jihad everywhere.
All right. I've heard of those events, just not with her name involved. So now, do you have pretty good confirmation that Hillary Clinton was arrested?
That's what came across from Hector. So Hector is pretty much up on this stuff, and he wrote that she was taken into custody. So I know that he won't write it unless it's true, but I haven't seen it come across from another source. But here again, we have basically sealed indictments from all of this military tribunal stuff. So they probably really will keep it under wraps. And one of the reasons I think they'll do that and will continue to do that is they essentially just want the left not to know about it, because they absolutely know that the mainstream media is not going to report it. So,
well, that's great news if it's true.
I know.
Over the weekend, received various text messages from me about what's going on, and
yes.
You know,
okay, so that's another thing. Trump is really. Okay, well, all I'll say is this, is that the Second Amendment stuff that Trump is working with, he is basically baiting the left. And I think what we'll end up seeing is something that'll be very positive out of it. We're only getting the pieces that mainstream media wants to incite hate against Trump by his own people, but all those things are actually just bits and pieces that they're trying to feed us in a wrong order.
Denise, I'm back to Tremendous Hope after concern about that. And I'm just the person that speaks out about what I notice, and it is to get feedback from other minds and other opinions of people I highly respect, which includes most of the 99% members of NationalLibertyAlliance.org. So that's my position. I am very hopeful and back to that. And onward we go. I did notice last night on the Monday night call that John was speaking about your program, and he sounded tremendously enthusiastic about it. And so that's good news.
Terry has been a big force. She's really, you know, tying everything together. And then Jan is going to be putting it on the store website. I'm sure he'll be working on that pretty soon, where we have a tab in the store where people can go to the store and purchase the ability to take the survey.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. By the way, if anybody's on the call and they would like to do a 2-hour or 4-hour job, what we need is people that go onto the Secretary of State websites for the various states, and then just add in the candidates for office that are on our list in a Excel spreadsheet. It shouldn't take long. If anybody's interested.
Yeah. Aside from me, have you had anybody else volunteer to do that?
No.
Okay, and you want that no later than around the middle of the month of March, correct?
Right. So next Friday, after 5:00 Eastern Standard Time would be the time to start it, because that's when the filing closes.
Gotcha. Okay. Anybody else have any current events? I mean, you know, to hear that Hillary Clinton might have been arrested is quite surprising and actually shocking. Not that I don't think it's proper, but just, you know, waiting for events to begin a domino effect, you might call it. Someone tried to...
Yes. Hey, everybody. This is Margie from North Carolina.
Go ahead, Margie.
I just got something from the United States Common Law Grand Jury. It's about we need to check out the number HR... 5087. Start taking action. I called my representative today for Florida. Do your part and make a phone call and send or email. This bill is serious. It's about part of the Dick Act. We have to read it, and we don't want it. This applies to every single kind of... This applies to every single kind of semi-automatic weapon, be it a rifle or a handgun. They obviously have forgotten about the Dick Act. And you can pull that up. You can Google it. H.R. 5087. See, there's a lot to it. I'm guessing
Dianne Feinstein is signed off on this. Nancy Pelosi and others.
Yes, it's just another ploy for them to, to try to disarm us, and it's the Second Amendment, the leftists. So we need to look into that, and you need to read it, because there's a lot to the semi-automatics and the handguns and all. They're going to try to sneak it, sneak it all through. And if that happens, then they'll lose the Second Amendment right. It's very sneaky.
Well, I think that's improper the way they attach, something like this to the potato futures bill or whatever. I can't think of anything better than that. They do that all the time.
Yeah, it's an assault on weapons ban of 2018.
It's in the area of what John Duress said last night, that these committee chairmen, both state and federal, they control issues that never get to a vote, just because that's their choice, and that has to end too. So it's tied into that area. So somebody on a committee somewhere controls that, and they'll push through this bill you're describing, or try to, or is one that might make sense for the good of all of us. They'll hide that and put it under the carpet.
And you have to read it. You have to read it. You have to. It's in the handbook. That's what the Rod Class. That's how he won in the Supreme Court. He used their rules, and showed it to him. Here, this is in the handbook, and he went in as a prosecutor. So we have to look into all this.
Fred, have you seen anything about Hillary being arrested?
This is California Fred. No, I have not.
I was listening to
Dr. Jerome Corsi today as he went through QAnon and his postings. At the time, I did not see anything about Hillary or the aforementioned lady being arrested. But bear in mind, that was at 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and something could have developed since then.
All I find on Clinton's is two of their employees were arrested today.
What level of employees?
It just says two employees.
Yeah, okay. Some lady, yeah.
All right, Jerome Kersey is a regular commentator on Alex Jones, and he recently has been kicked out of Facebook and Google for his comments. And I did hear like 10 minutes to start Alex Jones' show where they were saying that the move is on to shut down InfoWars and free media.
Oh, they're trying.
Which, of course, explains how hard it is to hear the real news if Hillary was arrested.
Jerome Corsi is the InfoWars White House press secretary. He has credentials. He could be in the press room. He gets mail straight from the White House, just like all the other correspondents do.
I like most of the things Jerome Corsi says, and he took that position about a year ago. Madsen.
He's excellent.
They opened up a White House press reporter, InfoWars, around sometime during the beginning of Trump's campaign, and a fellow named Madsen first took it. He has been a researcher and reporter on the Philip Marshall murder and Philip Marshall's son and daughter and dog. And Philip Marshall was the man who wrote the book The Big Bamboozle, which was all about 9/11 event. and suddenly they find him dead in Sacramento County suburbs. And Mr. Mattson gave a great he's an investigator, has been all his life, and he gave a great accounting of that. In my opinion, Philip Marshall was murdered by the evil group, you know, same as Lavoie Senecum. And Philip Marshall was a fully qualified airline pilot who actually wrote a couple of books since 9/11 about what was really going on there that he could recognize about the event. And, you know, it was very sad to see. I was actually reading The Big Bamboozle and finding out about some true facts about 9/11 through his experience, and then found out he was suddenly had committed suicide. One of those events where he was right-handed and shot himself in the left side of the head type thing. So, and moments before that, he supposedly ordered his two teenage son and daughter, like around 13, who there was pictures of the three of them arm in arm. They looked like a perfectly happy family. And he supposedly ordered them to lay down on the couch head to head. And the accounting from the police department was that he shot them one at a time, shot the dog, and then went and killed himself at the front door.
Oh, my God.
Very
how horrible. Story.
That was 2012, all the way back to 2012. So.
And who did this? What person?
Well, we don't know who did it, but this is a person given a... that's right, you're on the committee about 9/11.
Yeah.
Philip Marshall actually, I believe, don't quote me on this, did do some piloting for the government from time to time. His life might have included the CIA, but he was fully qualified to fly the biggest airline passenger planes up to those were... what were those, 737s or 757s that flew into the Twin Towers? He was fully qualified about those planes, and the Big Bamboozle explains that the whole training process of these terrorists supposedly coming from overseas, Saudi Arabia, and coming here and taking pilot lessons with little single-engine planes, that it would have been impossible for them to steer those planes where they did, particularly pointed out the plane that supposedly hit the Pentagon, that on his best day with many practice runs, he wouldn't have been able to maneuver that plane at those turn rates and angles. And so we just have an expert saying that's impossible, and I know it's impossible, and he just happens to turn up committed suicide, as that book is going public. So
he's taken out,
you know, neighbors. He lived in a suburb of Sacramento, and the neighbors just noticed that the side door was open on the house, called the authorities, and basically a couple of white vehicles showed up and sealed the area off and basically did whatever they did for several hours and pronounced that, you know, he had murdered his two children and killed himself.
No, he did. I could see right through that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know,
cover up.
It's just, he's a very talented, very intelligent man, and people don't do that under those circumstances.
No, correct.
They blamed it on the fact he had gone through a divorce, and that therefore that was the reason. So, but if you ever saw the pictures of him arm in arm with his two teenage children, it was just too happy a family. You know, it looked like middle America, and he never exhibited any craziness in his personality or anything. So this is a man who was very intelligent, and that's what has been going on in this country forever and ever.
That's correct. That's right. It's all covered up. 9/11 was all covered up. Yeah, someone else had just got shot to death at, you know, I guess today or something, pool of blood. It is, you know, I didn't read the article yet.
That could just be random, you know, shooting every day. So
no, it was you know, here again,
anybody,
probably Illuminati.
Anybody listen to the multi-state conference call from last Wednesday? I finally got around to listening to the recording. They were, this ties into the effort to take away the Second Amendment, that it's really, you know, destroying our nation.
Well, you have to read that bill. Read that.
Well, Gary pointed out that there's like 270 related deaths from semi-auto rifles and hunting rifles. And then you compared that to there's like 500 deaths a year from knives and hammers. So it's not even as bad as that. And then he finished off with around 5,800 deaths that occur from opiates. That'd be like Percocets, Percodins, you know. And so they totally blow this out of proportion. You know, it's minuscule.
Sure.
We've got 300 million people living in the country. It is really sad that anybody dies over anything. But, you know, living is runs into accidents, sometimes murder, but that's minuscule, 275 deaths compared to, are we going to ban knives and hammers and
No.
I think everybody understands what I'm saying there.
Oh, sure.
So do we have any new members that have any questions? You would hit *6 to mute yourself in. Are there any new members have any questions tonight? Any fairly new members? I think Denise is so talented, she doesn't have any questions. She's ready to teach.
No way. I just love to listen because the more I'm immersed, the more I soak up. I'm like a sponge girl instead of a SpongeBob.
Well, I learn a lot by listening, too.
I was told early on to listen, don't talk. You'll learn a lot that way.
Also, you know, the we're going to have a, I don't know if you know about it, but maybe you've got the information. We're going to have a crash, you know, it's going to crash first the economy, and we're going to get a new, you know, currency, gold, the gold currency. And that they say that it might happen. Jim knows about it. I emailed you. I don't know if you had a chance to read it, Jim, but they say it might happen in March, you know, this month sometime. And then after that happens, then he's going to do the indictments, you know, start that. And that makes common sense. That makes sense. President Trump is going to
secure the financial system first before any chaos might result from the event. Mm-hmm. That does make sense.
So,
I had heard that they actually had a kind of a crash by the banksters that had essentially taken out their assets in February when we had that dip the day after the, the inaugural draft. What was that?
Market fell 5 days straight.
That is true. They were warned to take their assets. They didn't want them interfering in what's happening. The Federal Reserve and the Treasury Department are going down.
Yes.
And it's leave this month, and that could lead to some hardship. But they didn't want bankers and deep state people interfering in how it's going to happen. And they say they could have caused problems. So they warned them to take what they had on in the stocks and all. So it was a planned dip. And
well, Robert, it always is, because we haven't had anything close resembling an honest financial system for a long, long
Well, what's coming after, you know, the both of the feds, Federal Reserve and the Treasury are failing, but what's going to follow is a gold-backed currency.
Right.
Yes.
And I wonder, is this from seized gold from the bad guys, or is this Chinese gold? Or where is this gold coming from?
We don't have it locked up. Indonesia related.
We don't want a strip put on it. We don't want it, you know, marked so they'll, you know, that they'll be able to track it. You know, it's a strip.
There's been probably hundreds of people have forfeited their, you know, they've had their assets seized worldwide. There's page after page after page of names.
That's people, good. That's the way to do it.
People don't realize how rare gold really is. I can't quote the exact physical size, but I remember reading a year or so ago the entire amount of gold that has been mined on the planet would only fill like half the width of a football field and the entire length of it, all the gold in the world. So people don't realize.
Well, what I've
heard,
0.1%.
That's not much, then, is it?
It is a precious metal. What was the question?
I have a question.
Okay.
I'm looking on the members list. And is N-E, is that Nevada?
Denise, what's the...
No, Nevada is N-V.
In Nebraska.
Okay.
Oh,
Nebraska. Nebraska, or is it Nevada, New England?
It's N-E, because I, you know...
In Nebraska.
I've got some new members here that, well, and N-E, is that Nebraska? That's for February.
Nebraska.
Okay, someone came in February 20th, 2018 in Nebraska, and another one in February the 5th, and then also in December, then January, and January. This is all from Nebraska. New Hampshire. New Hampshire
is in
one in February. And then one in January.
Well, it does seem like we're picking up a little bit more membership than
I was slow
there for a while.
I was wondering, Fred, there's a lot. You're in California, right, Fred?
Yes, ma'am. California, Fred. I'm in California.
Okay, there's a lot in California. Let's see, one, two. Oh, man. There's about
10 people living in California, Mark.
There's about 10 in California. That's a couple of them come in February.
Well, good.
Is anybody calling them or what?
Well, that's what we're trying to find out is, you know, We have people that are supposed to be welcome committee members in every state, and they're supposed to be calling the new members. However, it's not always happening, and we're not getting all the welcome committee members on the call, so we can't ask them, and we try to call.
I've called these two new in my state and talked to them for hours.
Did you call Renee? Yeah. Renee?
Yes, I have to say in both cases they're the most talkative members I've run into in my state, which is good news. They're very interested in things. And Renee mentioned she has a foreclosure situation going on, and so I quickly told her to listen last night. We talked Sunday. And I told her to ask John for advice, and I didn't hear her last night, so she may possibly was just too busy. But I explained to her that her situation could be one of the best possible, because they really are getting solutions to people who are being fraudulently foreclosed on, and that can be stopped. Whereas traffic citations is, you know, you just end up in jail.
Well, you could.
Yeah. All right, but we do need to try to get anybody who can just call somebody else is a great thing. And on the directory for each state, it lists all the people. And, you know, if people would just take some time and look at their own state directory,
yes,
or anybody's, any state that interests you about anything, I've done that.
I have West Virginia. I mean, I think I'll call that person because I'm in North Carolina. So West Virginia is not that far. He came in February, so.
Yeah, it's just socializing with an intent,
yes,
to accomplish something, spread the word and information. There's a fellow named Stanley in Alabama that I met months ago. I haven't talked to him recently. And he had a lot of knowledge about things, so he was in his 80s. And the older you are, the more wisdom you can accumulate in life. So, and I consider
right.
him a friend. And,
right. Let me ask you this. Does everybody have access to it? I have access to the, you go under committees, and then under, I think it is, I'm on the computer now on the internet. You go under committees, and then you go come down to welcome committee, and then from there to the right, the drop-down menu, and then you go to click on new members. And that's how I'm seeing what I'm seeing. But Carl, the tech guy, he opened it up. When Rhonda was doing this, Rhonda had him open it up to the – I'm in the welcome committee in North Carolina, you know, for North Carolina, but – So I don't
you
have
say,
anybody in North Carolina right now. Pardon?
I say, Margie, if you see names that you would like to call, I don't care what state they're in, or go ahead and do it.
Okay. What about you, Fred? There's a lot in California. Do you have access to it, Fred? The welcome committee. What I just said.
I am on the I'm on the meeting right now, but no, I am not a member of the Welcome Committee official team. And I got to say this, you know, California has about one third of the population of the United States.
Isn't it about 45 million?
Well, we got Los Angeles, the basin there, and Hollywood. We've got San Diego, San Francisco Bay Area, Sacramento. I mean, that's why they want to divide the state in half. And we've got so many Democrats. I'll tell you what, you take your life in your hands pumping gas around here if you got a Trump hat.
Well, Fred, let me mention this. These people on here, on this page, one of them is February 17th, 2018. Her name's Marcia. I think they're interested, right? They're like-minded people. I mean, I think they have joined National Liberty Alliance.
We want to welcome people and help, but like my experience, somebody recommended I look up in L.A. through my blogging on Alex Jones. That's how I first heard about it in L.A. But from that point on, it was up to me to research and explore without anybody pushing me and prodding me and offering me a bag of candy if I would just do this or that. You know, the person has to have a desire to, you know, help save this country. And those are generally the people I've met in L.A. So we can only do so much, and we're all here to help, you know, guide people in the right direction, like that foreclosure on someone's home. That's an awful experience, and my understanding is that's one of the best bets to have success on at this time.
You gave her the information,
yeah.
I'm sure, to go to the get on the you know, we're here just for information, you know, the welcome committee, and we just steer them in the right direction. And
I told her about the fraud, the two forms, the 4450, and that they file, they claim they file in the court system, and if you go look, you'll find out they're committing fraud. They haven't filed it because they have no fiduciary authority to claim the home from somebody because their investment in it is like $35 for the ink and paper for the fiat money that they printed up or electronically created. And, you know, that's the biggest scam in the world that just dawned on me about 2 weeks after I became informed that the Federal Reserve was privately owned by a group of stockholders and not backed by gold or silver, unaudited.
Nope.
They can print up all they want. Every time a mortgage is created on somebody's new home because it's not backed by gold or silver, it actually reduces the value of the money in our pockets and our bank accounts each time because that's inflation right there. So, and most people don't stop to think what is going on and what it all adds up to. Credit cards.
Really?
You know, and in the private Federal Reserve, where they really make out and get a real tangible asset is if they can foreclose on a home that costs them $38 in ink and paper. They didn't work for 30 years and save up that money, $100,000, $300,000. They just printed on this fiat paper. And if they can then seize a real asset, a home, then they have turned that $38 into $200,000-$300,000, and it's when that dawned on me back in the spring of last year, I went, my God, people need to understand this. It's just absolutely crazy that American people don't understand what is going on.
It's because they don't. It's reality, baby. But my favorite book besides the Bible is I read The Creature from Jekyll Island, and it was 500 pages because I wanted to know how money works. And I'm just a, you know, highly motivated person anyway, but I'm just interested in all this. So whatever I want to learn, I teach myself, self-taught, you know. It's the best, like John Durash said last night, that's the best way to be. 4 years of college, that's it. You don't learn much. But
I need to make a comment.
Okay.
A lot of people think the Federal Reserve is all in America. It is not.
It's in Puerto Rico.
Saddam Hussein had printing presses with the templates to make American money and print it. So does Saudi Arabia. Not many people know this.
Fred, I enlightened my 30-year-old senior neighbor here in the last year about the private Federal Reserve, and his comment was, and he's a mainstream go along with the system person, worked for IBM during his career and stuff, and his comment when I said the Federal Reserve Bank is privately owned, he says, no, it's not. I've seen it in Washington, the building, you know, it's real. And also, on those mortgages, this is a tidbit Fred's talking about offshore. Any money that you pay back on your monthly payments on that, on the mortgage, that actually goes offshore to the International Monetary Fund in the banking system.
IMF. Yep.
Taxes go offshore, you know. Everything is being, it's like money that goes into Mexico from people working here, and they send it all to their relatives in Mexico. You know, we're being drained, and people need to wake up.
They need to educate. It's all about education, but, you know, it starts with us. We need to educate ourselves on the Constitution, know it like the back of our hand, and then Chris Ann Hall's good, you know. And then take the civics course. I'm 80-some percent through with that. I got to, you know, get on that. But
I saw that.
You know, I need to finish it up.
You finished Constitution course 80%. That's great, Margie.
100% on the Constitution course. But it's still not enough. It's still not. I mean, I'm always going to be studying it. Then I'll go to the Federalist Papers. Then I'll go to the Anti-Federalist Papers. You know, I'll be listening. I listen to it, you know. And just sometimes we don't understand things. We just need to maybe go through it two or three times until. But it's all easy. It's not hard. You know, you just have to have that desire and want to want to know the truth, and that's what I am. I'm an investigator, too. You know, just want to learn the truth.
I was lucky as a little boy right outside my bedroom door. My father had several sets of encyclopedias, current encyclopedias, for us to read, along with a lot of the well-known literary books. And, so reading out in the first grade, I was given the book to read to the class, because that was 5 and a half when I started first grade. I could already read pretty good. And
Well, that's great, you know. Just all about knowledge and education.
Exercising the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, why you can't tell them, you know, that the nefarious result of a private Federal Reserve Bank and what it's done to our country and why they don't even want to hear it is sort of a mystery. That's sort of a mystery.
They're ignorant to the truth. They're living a life with blinders on. I don't know. They don't care about the truth, I guess. That's all I can say.
Well,
I think the capacity to understand is greatly mitigated by the chemical lobotomies they get from vaccines.
Yes.
I tell friends constantly, don't take any vaccines, don't give them to your children, and I'm usually pushed away with that comment. They don't want to hear that either. So it is a hypnosis that the word is that the flicker rate on television sets is long ago established. Through chimpanzee monkey experiments, that people really do get hypnotized. That a flicker rate is if you use a camera and film your TV, it will show a line going down the screen every once in a while. That is the flicker rate right there that you won't see on your TV. But if you use another movie camera on it, you'll see that. And there's a certain pattern there that apparently. We're like 98% same DNA as the chimpanzees, and so, you know, they used part of that free private Federal Reserve money and opened up laboratories all over the world and started figuring out how to control all life, all chemistry, all everything, and sadly it's being used for nefarious evil purposes instead of uplifting the planet, you know.
And helping other people and humanity and helping other people. I just don't get it, you know.
Well, Alex Jones calls it we should be preparing to head out into the stars, you know, uplift us to the stars. And, you know.
I don't trust that man, like I told you. I mean, but, you know, I always have to get the facts. He's probably feeding people really lies. I think he works for the Illuminati, but.
We may not know the truth until this all settles, Margie. But Alex Jones is brilliant. He has very high IQ. Yeah.
I can't deny that.
Yeah. And we'll just have to wait and see on that. So I'm certainly not sure either. But that,
right.
You know, his show has good information sometimes, and other information is totally sensational. Exaggerated, and he's apparently very successful at making money on that show. So John asked last night, we need to find someone who knows how to make money for NLA, and we do. And, you know, We're not making.
How do we do
money
it?
Money.
How do we do it? I mean, I can,
well,
you know, I just don't have the time.
You know, selling products is one way. I don't know if people have put much thought into selling T-shirts or trying to create calendar, or Constitution calendar, something, or you know, ways to make money. So there's a where there's a will.
Well, MLA does sell products.
Yes, we do. But if I can say, it's very few at this time. It's not a tremendous amount. So we've got Silver Saul. We've got what else, Robert? Who's up on what we have for sale? We should direct new people to that and purchase some things.
Well, I know we've tried. I don't know if we've gotten T-shirts or not, but I know we were supposed to. But
yeah, do you mind if I comment?
Yes.
Hey there, Robin. How you doing?
Hey, Margie. How you doing tonight?
Oh, fine.
Going back to, if I can make a comment about the membership, you know, I'm a new member. I told Margie, you know, I've been kind of a truth seeker for the last 6 years, and I just a few months ago found out about all this USA Corporation business. And the problem that I'm running into in trying to speak with people is, you know, once you can get past the initial impact of it, they say, how? How did this happen? So you've got to get some history with that. And the other thing is then once you get through all of that, they say, well, okay, well, what can we do about it? And I think it was John last night said that the majority of people that find NLA are people that are having some type of legal issues, right? That's what gets
right.
them searching for help. And so, you know, I kind of worried the crap out of people about these just basic questions. What do people who do not have legal issues do? You know, because you get into the whole, you know, driver's license thing, birth certificate thing, you know, I don't know what to tell them. And so the point of me saying all of this is I'm trying to learn of how to approach people. I would love to actually go around and give an hour-long, you know, presentation on this with the end of it being solution-oriented.
What about the Constitution? I mean, it's all about educating the people. It's all about education.
Yes,
you know?
But that's what the presentation would be for, or, you know, however you want to do that, one-on-one or a group scenario. I'm just saying at the end of that, they want to know, what can I do about this? Oh, God, this birth certificate thing. Well, what can I do to protect my child or my grandchild? And those are things I do not have answers for.
Education? Education on the Constitution. That's where they need to start.
What do you do now?
I understand the question. Let me say right there that people find it boring without reason to read the Constitution. They don't understand that historically they should have a responsibility to know it and teach it to the next generation that's been lost or orphaned. But what we're all experiencing is most of us have been injured by this corrupt government, and that's what led us to find NLA. I believe from what I've heard from John and Gerard from different directions, that's what made them decide to found NLA from their experience of the corrupt court systems and not getting anywhere. And that's a form of an injury, like just someone in a traffic case. And so once you've been injured, once you don't find a remedy under what you thought was a government you could trust, then that is whenever you're willing to search and seek and study. And so when I just am out grocery shopping or whatever, it's my nature to try to warn people about what's really there in the government. I've said constantly that, you know, the Federal Reserve Bank is privately owned. When I first started saying that, when I found out about it, 2 years ago, most people said, no, I didn't know that. Are you for sure about that, whereas I'd say 80% of the time now when I ask people that, they all have heard that by now. So the message is getting out, it's getting spread, and so, you know, we just have to keep at this.
Hey, Jim, can I build on something?
Yes,
can I build on something you said? So I have had similar responses and experiences talking about the vaccine. And the issue that I've come across the most is the people who are not humble, and they consider themselves intelligent supremacists, essentially. And those are the most difficult people to discuss this with because they have no humility. But what I find is that I just keep on coming from a position of humility. And when we're discussing any of this, any of these items, sovereignty, or like the lady who talked about she wants to give a talk, if we just keep on discussing this from a standpoint of humility, more and more people will know. But it's not our job to prove it to anybody. It's just our job to present the information, and you can think of it like a little tiny chink in an armor. We're not there to disarmor them or disarm them or their knowledge. Just to, if you keep putting out there enough, eventually people start saying, you're the fourth person that said that, or that's the second time I've heard that this week, and then pretty soon they kind of get to it. But I have had the same experience you have. So, yes, if we just keep talking about it and learning, just keep building our knowledge. For the lady on the phone that wants to give a talk, I've only been immersed in this stuff for about 8 or 9 months, and I am just scratching the surface because there are doctrines within all this that prescribe that you need to be a state national or not, but I can say with great assuredness, you do not have to give up your Social Security number or your citizenship or anything. You can still have all those same rights. You don't have to be a free man on the land or anything like that.
Well, Denise, that's part of where my, I apologize. Go ahead, Chief.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, that's what, you know, there's a lot of confusion because NLA was not the first place that I found to do research. And I do agree, kind of a sidebar, I do agree it's all about education. But, you know, the rabbit hole is infinite. And so if you want to lead, I mean, we're going to be studying this for years, kind of like you just said. You know, I just scratched the surface about all this. And, you know, I started out with Judge Anna Von Wright's website, and you know, she's like, well, you just need to get rid of everything. And then I go somewhere else, and I'm like, yeah, well, you don't have to do that. And then you go to another website, and I'm like, well, you just kind of play the game. And I'm like, I don't know what to do, you know, so I don't know what to tell other people. Me personally, I feel it's a disservice to, I mean, this can be, you know, if you've been talking about this for a while, it's kind of like, yeah, second nature stuff. But if you're just hearing about it, it's very overwhelming, and it can be very scary. And I personally feel that it's a disservice to give people this information without giving them some sort of, I don't know, maybe a solution, but I can't think of the word. Assurance. You know, that we are making progress.
Mm-hmm.
That's just kind of where I'm coming from.
It's a compassionate thought that you're expressing right there.
That's my weakness.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you on that. It's great to be compassionate. I've also talked openly about the vaccines when I see mothers with children or here.
Yes.
I'll butt right mm-hmm. in because that's life or death. And
exactly.
There's no time to fill them in. You're just like, you know, your yellow, red flashing lights are going off, and ma'am, don't give your children another vaccine ever, you know.
Right.
Period. And that's the message. And then they either get it or they don't, and I've experienced what you've experienced where they push you away. Because, and I never thought of it that way, because they're not a humble person. They're a they're an in charge person. They know everything as they're slowly killing
their
children.
That's not good.
And
so you know what I call that? I call that vested in their status.
Yeah, they're fearful of their peer group. Who, and I've heard this many times in that warning, they say, but the doctor, the nurse keeps telling me I have to do this. You know, it's necessary. I'm a bad person if I don't do this.
So we need to go to a replacement therapy. So here's the replacement therapy that works really good. All we have to do is say, what if this is true? Just put a what if in front of it and then say, you don't have to do anything today except try to find out more information. And here's some websites. Don't try to sell them on any ideas.
Right.
Just say, what if I am right? And what if everything we've been told our whole lives is essentially a massive betrayal of public trust? And then just say that I was a reluctant warrior, too. I always say that. I was a reluctant person. I didn't want to think that I had injured anybody. But then as more information came out, the truth just became self-evident. And look around us. Look at autism that used to be 1 in 50,000, and now it's 1 in 5. So
I think people are waking up. Replacement therapy, I've never heard of, but you seem to have brilliant ideas, Denise.
Oh, well, thank you.
Can I say
so
something?
My fun one today for Facebook was, for the lefty loony, if there's no God, then why does the insurance company account for his acts? Right? Because all insurance companies say, oh, it's an act of God, so therefore we're not paying you. Well, insurance companies say there's a God, so and it's the acting, so there must be a God.
I'm thinking of Hurricane Katrina whenever the insurance companies told them that wasn't flooding, you know. The hurricane is not flooding, so we're not going to pay off on your policy, so...
Exactly. So the flooding was in the 1990s, they came up with the flooding thing. So basically states have to insure for floods, and then any other policies don't have to cover flood or black mold or any kind of mold. And the flood policies the flood policies are all from the state.
One of a thousand reasons why Jim made a conscientious objector decision to, I am not funding insurance companies anymore. They're corrupt, period.
They are totally corrupt.
Sure are.
And I got tossed in prison twice for it. Once for 7 hours and once for 36 hours. And discovered just how horrible this group, this government is, that I had already been hearing on National Liberty Alliance was the situation, and it's countrywide, every one of them. And I had already said quietly to people, you know, they need to hang. That's treason. And I heard John say it last night. I couldn't believe it. And it is the most, is it capital treason? I would say so. These people, they're getting paid, cash and paychecks, doing what they're doing. You could say they're ignorant, they're stupid, they're evil, and they deserve punishment for what they're doing. So I couldn't believe what happened to me. Fortunately, I'm a man who has tremendous coping abilities, didn't overreact to the situation. But as all I was doing was making a conscientious objection from my experience, and that's just one of a thousand through my experience in life, and saw that insurance companies are well tied into this corporate America and are evil as can be, and I'm not supporting it anymore, period. And I started filing papers in court to basically debate the subject constitutionally, and found out real fast, we're not honest people. We don't debate the Constitution. And they threw me in prison, not jail, prison. We're in prison guard. And you are going to suffer until you agree to submit. Yeah, I had one judge say it to me. He says, you know, this will all go away if you will just submit.
And so what do they want you to do, pay insurance?
This is for auto insurance. So.
Wow.
After I had gone through a battle that cost 7 years of my life where I was pedaling a bicycle down the highway out here one day, got hit from behind at 75 miles an hour by a motorist. He was written a citation for failure to maintain lane, drifted off the highway and hit me 75 miles an hour from behind. I ended up injured in a hospital for the first time in my life at age 56, $100,000 in medical bills. The driver of that vehicle had a $1 million policy, so there was plenty of money to remedy my injuries. And it was obvious it was his fault. Yet the insurance company basically gave me the finger. 7 years, 2 months later, going through three different attorneys who they all bought off, where I was never going to get anywhere, I, through my skills and determination and never quit, did finally get a settlement. And I have to tell you, I saw every bit of corruption that still exists, not only in state courts, but federal courts back then. So,
and that
was part of the reason insurance companies are corrupt. I also saw the corruption in the hospital I was taken by ambulance to. I'd never been in a hospital in my life. And I'm an intelligent man, and I saw it's like a zoo what they do and how they function. And, I literally hopped out of that hospital on one leg, broken arm and leg in a walker, passed the test and hopped out of there 4.5 days because they were killing me.
Yeah.
And I returned to my home and turned on the air conditioner to get a temperature that worked for me. They were cooking me in that place in the month of May, and I was screaming, you know, I'm burning up. The first 2 days I was in intensive care on morphine drip. And, they were burning me up, and I'm saying, it's too hot in here. Turn the heat down, and they wouldn't do it. So when I got home, got my own home, basically crawled in my home, was able to turn on the air conditioner and get a satisfactory temperature in my home, I broke down crying. A grown man at 56, I was so happy that I finally was in control of my future and health and could actually rest for a second and start healing. And I saw just, you know, it's lawyers, doctors, insurance companies, government. They are all corrupt in the same degrees in the same ways.
We let them get away with it, though, don't we? That's what you said. So, you know, I mean.
Well, I never had, so, and I've always been really good in court.
We have
court,
to
you know?
Hold them accountable. You know, we have
And when I fought the traffic, then I found out, you know, they basically took away my right to travel to the courthouse. On the way, I was going to get picked up and thrown in the prison before I got there.
Wow.
So that's the way they're operating.
So there's strategy.
There's no intelligent, you know, they're a beast. I'm just speaking out about this a little further now. So,
thank you for that.
Yeah.
We won't get anywhere in these courts, you know, so that's why we have to get educated.
Well, this is the real reason I spoke out over the weekend about the incident with the president and Dianne Feinstein and gun control. Is like, you know, a lot of people in this country are suffering. A lot of people are coping, using their best skills to remain cool, calm, and collected while all this is going on. And we need people, you know, like the president to, you know, make sure they're doing the best they can because, we're not
all,
like I said. We're, you
he
know, and, so
can I say
something? We have to help, you know, we the people.
You sure
yes,
can.
Go ahead.
Can I say something?
Yes,
yes
go ahead.
Okay, I've been listening, and I know y'all said something about education, whatever, whatever. I don't know if I've been on the call before where I invited you all to my booklet that I have on the website that's free, that one can download, share, print. It's only 9 pages directing you to the various websites. if you was to go on National Liberty Alliance website and in the search button there, search for Know Your Rights.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Know Your Rights. And if you search there, well, then there's the information directing you to my booklet. I believe if we have rights and we don't know what they are, then what good are they? And then, two, if the law is written on an eighth grade level, I wonder why isn't it taught in elementary school. My booklet is to help those to represent themselves in court without an attorney. But then again, if you were to hire an attorney, you should know what to expect and demand from them. Now, I think that my booklet, and if you go there, now you'll see where it says it's the website. And that last letter there, it's not a letter, it's a nine. So, but I'm looking at it now, and it looks like it's a you know, small case G, but it's a nine. But yeah, you go to the booklet, and the last page is my email. If you want to email me with questions or whatever, whatever, I also have a one page flyer that I can send you. And I think that would be a great tool, my booklet,
Robin,
or the flyer to give out.
Robin, are you still on the call?
My name is
Robin.
Yes,
Marty,
I think,
I'm here.
Okay, I think this is what we need to do. You know, I've been to your, what's your name, ma'am?
What's my name?
Yes.
Robin.
LaRonda.
LaRonda?
Yes, ma'am.
LaRonda, okay. Yeah, I heard you a long, long time ago, and I looked it up, and it's good. It's very good.
It's been updated. It's been updated, you know, even just recently where I added four more websites. And like I suggest that you check every now and then, you know, 6 months or whatever, because I felt like one time somebody's phone number had changed to one of those legal talk shows. So I had to go change that, or like I just added around Valentine's Day four more websites or whatever, you know. So, yeah, it's been continuously updated, but I think that with the variety of the information that's within, you know, it's a great tool for even us to use. Like let's say if you're talking to someone and you might say, well, do you have any legal issues? Well, then you can look at my table of contents. I might have, you know, something in relation to a website that they can probably direct them to. I think my booklet would be a great tool for those on the welcoming committee if they're contacting someone and somebody say, yeah, well, I have this problem. I have this legal problem or whatever, whatever.
We'll try to steer people to that, Rwanda.
Yes, and my name is LaRonda.
Spell it, please.
LaRonda. I'm sorry.
L-A, capital R-O-N-D-A, and my last name is Fox, but spelled P as in Peter, H-O-X, and you can also look my name up on Facebook because that's the only thing I got on there is my picture and the information about this booklet. So that's another way, another place that you can find info about my booklet.
Okay, the last name is, say that slower, please. H, what's your last name, please?
Fox. Fox, but it's P, you know like how telephone has the H sound?
Yes.
The F sound is P-H. P is
oh,
P. P-H-O-X. P-H-O-X.
Okay. P-H.
O-X.
O-X?
O-X.
X. X like in, I don't know.
Like an animal. That's how it's pronounced, but it's spelled P as in Peter, H-O-X.
Horse. Ox. X. Okay.
P-H-O-X. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So that's
well,
my last name. And my first name is LaRonda, but just like it sounds, I don't have an H in there.
Okay,
LaRonda.
LaRonda.
Right.
Capital L, small A, capital R. Yeah, got it.
Well, we'll go there. I mean,
You can look me up that way, or you can, like I said, you go all on National Living Advice.
Yeah, let's move on. We got that.
It's time for me to break in.
All right, yeah, we're 10 after. Go ahead, Robert. Thanks,
Thank
everybody.
You.
Okay, we got to go.